later today, the city's going to be unveiling some new signs detailing a little bit about Mr. PG's past. It's being done in partnership with the Heritage Commission, and Commission Chair Jeff Elder is on the line with me this morning. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Russell.
So tell me a little bit about these signs. Now, will they be big enough for you to kind of glance at from your car, or will you actually, are they of a size where if you're walking in the area, you can see it?
They're about 2 by 3 feet. People in Prince George will recognize the signs we have downtown, yeah. So you would have to be closer. They're located just at the side of Mr. PG, so when people are taking their picture with them, they can then learn a bit more about the history.
Now, I want to ask a little bit about that history. Now, for people like me who are not residing in the city long term, but certainly have been visiting and now living here, tell me a little bit about the origins of Mr. PG. How did he come about?
Sure. Well, the idea started in the late 1950s with Harold Moffat, who later became mayor in the 70s and is well known from the Northern Hardware business. And he just thought Prince George needed a mascot to promote the forest industry and represent the city. I believe it came from his travels in the U.S. where he saw a Paul Bunyan-type mascot. Mm-hmm. And so then he got together with Hans Royne, a local Rotarian and sawmill owner, and the first Mr. PG was created in 1960, and that was a meter and a half tall, made out of wood. And it was outside the former Simon Fraser Hotel downtown on Quebec Street in Prince George.
So not quite that large, but certainly just the start of the mascot. And he was pretty popular for the first couple of decades?
That's right. And, you know, right after that, the city built a much larger version, also out of wood. It was 11 and a half meters tall. And that's where it really took off. It won prizes. It was in the May Day Parade in Prince George. And then in 1961... Mr. PG won first place in the Kelowna Regatta and second prize in the P&E Parade in Vancouver. Also appeared in the 1963 Grey Cup in Vancouver. And there are photos of this on the web, on the Exploration Place website.
Mm. So there was a traveling Mr. PG in addition to the one that stood guard out on the highway.
Exactly.
Now, Mr. PG, he's gone on to be on postcards, a stamp. We're going to play a song about Mr. PG in just a moment. But what do you think that has made this particular mascot so interesting, so compelling over the years?
You know, people just really got behind it. I think, you know, at that time in 1960 and onward, Prince George was growing very quickly, and there was an interest in drawing attention to our city. And, you know, all kinds of souvenirs were created. There's Mr. and Mrs. PG. There was the Spruce Dollar, which had Mr. PG on it. That was a Chamber of Commerce project. There was a phone booth, which actually still exists down at Exploration Place out in their urban garden. I know children like it, and as you mentioned, yeah, it became one of the roadside attractions series in 2009 with the stamp and a postcard of Mr. PG.
Now, Jeff, just to wrap up, I know that we've you talked about the different signs that are in the downtown core of Prince George that detail some of the more historic aspects of the downtown. Now you're adding this to the Mr. PG site. Why do you think it's important for people to have these little bits of history for them to read and to see as they, them as citizens or even tourists, walk around?
Well, I think it just adds to the experience, especially as we approach our centennial next year. Prince George turns 100 in March next year. Of course, we have a lot of visitors coming for the Canada Games. And with the Heritage Commission, that's our role, really, is just to promote local history. When people stop to take their picture now with Mr. PG, then they can learn a bit more about the history and some of the contributions of all the local people who've made it happen.
Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Jeff Elder with the Prince George Heritage Commission, and today he'll be at the Mr. PG site along with members of the commission, the Heritage Commission, to unveil brand new interpretive signs detailing the history of Mr. PG in both English and French, and you can check them out for yourself at the intersections of Highway 16 and 97 in Prince George.